And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has switched to emergency diesel generators after losing its external power supply for the seventh time since the Russian invasion, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Head of the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, says in a tweet, "The nuclear safety situation at the plant is extremely vulnerable. We must agree to protect it now. This situation cannot continue." Grossi appeals for the area to be spared from the fighting between Ukrainian and Russian troops. IAEA staff are deployed at the plant, which is occupied by Russian forces. The plant's six nuclear reactors are protected by a reinforced shelter able to withstand hits, but a disruption in the electrical supply could disable cooling systems essential for the reactor's safety. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met Monday in another bid to resolve a standoff over the debt ceiling. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
A pivotal moment.
We only got 10 days to go. We've got to start moving.
Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says the U.S. could start running out of cash to pay its bills as soon as June 1st, a default that would hurt Americans and the global economy. McCarthy says he's hopeful for a deal after negotiators from both sides met for nearly 3 hours today. He's still pushing for the nation to cut its spending next year, and the talks have narrowed on a 2024 budget year cap. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Despite Russian claims to have captured the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, top military leaders in Ukraine insist that the grinding nine-month battle there is not over. Although Ukraine now controls only a small port of the city, Kyiv says its troops played a key role in the strategy of exhausting Russian forces. This is VOA News. The United States and Papua New Guinea signed a pair of security deals Monday during a rare visit by the U.S. Secretary of State. The agreements are part of Washington's broader attempt to counter China's influence in the Pacific. But the region wants more sustained engagement from the United States, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
With new agreements, U.S. forces can access airfields and ports in Papua New Guinea. The U.S. also pledged tens of millions of dollars to boost security cooperation. The deals will be fully transparent, vowed top U.S. diplomat Anthony Blinken.
We are deeply invested in the Indo-Pacific because our planet's future is being written here. And Papua New Guinea is playing a critical role in shaping that future.
Blinken's visit is the latest attempt to show U.S. commitment to a region with growing Chinese influence.
New York's top office holders on Monday called on federal officials to expedite the work authorization process for thousands of migrants who have arrived over the past year alone. Reuters' Christy Kilburn provides some details.
Our immigrants helped build this country.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams and New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Monday called on federal officials to expedite work permits for thousands of migrants, many of them asylum seekers, who have arrived in the city and state over the past year.
More than anything, we need changes to the work authorization policies that will let these individuals not have to wait months and possibly years for that legal status.
New York is currently sheltering over 40,000 migrants in hotels and school gymnasiums.
Narendra Modi has arrived in Australia for his second visit as India's prime minister and says he wants closer bilateral defense and security ties. Modi is the only one of the Quad Nations leaders to continue with his planned visit to Australia after the meeting of the four was canceled. President Joe Biden pulled out so he could focus on the debt limit talks in Washington, and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida later canceled as well. Modi is to deliver an address at a sold-out stadium in Sydney Tuesday. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will attend the stadium event and has a bilateral meeting scheduled with Modi on Wednesday. The European Union has slapped Meta with a record $1.3 billion privacy fine and ordered it to stop transferring users' personal information to the United States by October. Meta, which had previously warned that services for its users in Europe could be cut off, vowed to appeal and asked courts to immediately put the decision on hold. The company said Monday that there is no immediate disruption to Facebook in Europe. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.